Young lady from the village? Their head counselor, Gretchen, and I'm sure that they've been working hard to learn their verses, sing their songs. What a lovely group of young ladies as they walk through the camp. I can't help but notice that. God has his hand on them. God brought them up here for something very special. I pray that everyone will go home receiving what God has for them. Praise God. Praise God. So come.
Good morning. Thank you for coming to visit us up here in our meeting house. It's so nice to see all of you. But I want to especially thank you for giving your girls to us for these 2 weeks. They have been such a blessing. We really love them. This is a smaller group than we usually have, and we're just so thankful that these are the girls that God brought to us this year. And leading up to this period, I've been in a season of life where I've had a lot of decisions to make, and I've needed to look to the Lord for guidance. And, you know, when I thought of our girls, I thought, we all need guidance at this time in life. We all need a shepherd, a good shepherd, who can lead us to good things, because they have so many voices that are coming at them from every direction, right? And it's so hard to decipher, who do I listen to? Who do I believe when they tell me where to go and what's good for me? But we've been learning about our good shepherd, Jesus Christ, who tells us in his word how we can live in a way that is healthy for us spiritually, physically. And so I've been so blessed to see how your daughters or girls have been reaching out to God. When they pray, you hear that desire to know Jesus, to be close to him. And he's answering those prayers. He is revealing himself as our good shepherd. So we'd like to share something from John 10 with you and sing a song for you as well.
So Jesus again said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand." Select verses from John chapter 10.
Oh,
In each of their lives, we thank you for all that you're doing. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. There's a lot of songs in the song books about shepherd and sheep.
There's a song in our white book
entitled My Sheep Know My Voice. And we're going to sing that and bring our offering to the Lord as we do. The offering this morning, every Sunday morning, is for the purpose of enabling children to come to camp that couldn't afford to do so otherwise. So the money's put into our children's fund and made available.
Say again,
teacher.
56.
Number 56. Thank you. Let's stand together.